And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Last show of the year, no music. No music. I feel horrible. I gotta honestly say. Since last week, I felt like crap. And it's all symptomatic of my IBS. Just lately, I've just been feeling super exhausted. I mean, like, hold the phone up hard, exhausted. So, but I made it. I figured, I guess my first show next year is going to be like January 1st. We'll be available January 1st, provided everything goes as planned. So I figured this is like actually my last show. So, I spoke to John last week, sometime maybe slightly the week before last, and apparently I don't have a show. I have a program. This is a program. There's not enough singing and dancing going on for it to be a friggin' show, apparently. So it's a program. It's the LF Midwood Files program. So welcome to the LF Midwood Files program. My name is LF Midwood. I did have to do stuff today. Today was Christmas Day. It's just Christmas Day is just ending as I'm recording this. So it's the 26th. So today's the 26th. It's the 26th right now. But I got up. I got up at 10 o'clock. Even I didn't feel good. We spent a little bit of part of this week as part of my possible, hopefully going to keep resolution. We needed to clean up downstairs a little bit because the kitchen and the dining area had gotten a little overrun by the churn. So we had to dig it out. And it's looking a lot better than it did. We were able to sit down and have Christmas Eve dinner at the table, which is nice. And we're going to get the kitchen straightened out because one of my two resolutions, I guess, really, is I'm going back in the kitchen and I'm cooking. I'm a real good cook. I don't know whether we've discussed this or not, you and I. But, yeah, I can put some food on the plate. So that being said, I'm gonna start doing that and relieve the producer of that producerly thing, that producerly duty, so that she has more time to do other producerly things, I guess. I'm looking forward to it, so. It's just getting the kitchen set up. I have a lot of muscle memory from when it was set up the way I had it set up, so I got to get it reset up that way. So I'm doing that. That's a New Year's resolution, and I'm stopping drinking soda. I'm drinking some Mountain Dew Code Red right now, as a matter of fact. But come New Year's, I'm going to stop drinking soda, diet or otherwise. It's just probably not helping my health at all. Which is not been good. I have to get on some sort of diet, and there are meds available for this too, I think. So I'm gonna have to have that conversation with my doctor, because the time has come. I need some stuff. I'm not doing well. Like I said, days exhausted in bed, and then the nausea, and then not eating, and then not eating being a problem because then you get nauseous because you're not eating, and then that has a whole other set of stuff going on with it when you're not eating. So it was not, I'm not good. I'm not good at all. But I felt it important to get out here to do the last show of the year. I didn't even pick any music, as is obvious. And the Connecticut Bureau left me a message begging me to come on. So I don't know what's going on in the Connecticut Bureau's life that I'm apparently become very important. I could tell you. So here I am, what we did today is my aunt and I got up early and we went over to Michael George's, and we were over there by like 11, 11:30, which is actually early for us. Shut the fuck up. And I wanted to watch the Knicks because the Knicks are going to be on Channel 7, I think, or ABC against the Hawks. And they hadn't been on for Christmas in like a couple of few years. So I wanted to see that. So I said to him, because he's a sports fan too. So I said to him when I got in at 11:30, I said, the Knicks are going to play the Hawks. And he would prefer to watch football, but he'll watch basketball. And I say, we got a half hour before the game's on. And he looks at me and he goes, the Mass is on at 12. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. They do a Christmas Day Mass in Fall River. I think it's from Fall River. And they put it on television for the locals. It's on the local, you know. So we watched Mass. That's basically what, you know. And I hadn't watched one of those in a while. Last Mass I was at was my mom's funeral. And I don't generally go to Mass. The church and I have enough not in common at the moment for me not to engage in such endeavors. You know, I still do my prayers. I'm okay with God and Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the whole crew. I'm okay. There's talky-talky going on, which is good. So we watched the Mass, and then right at the end of the Mass, I'm like, okay, you know, and it was intriguing to watch it, you know. I mean, I'm that type of person, and I'm saying to myself, well, I can watch the second half of the Knick game, most likely, you know. And then right when this Mass is over, my uncle's son from Germany calls, so we're talking to him on the phone for like an hour, which is always, you know, and because you're gonna pass the phone around, and it just bugs me. It's just not something that I really dig. You know, and I forgot to mention before we are, is that speakers on? Yeah, they are. Why am I going to wear these headphones if the fucking speakers are on? I'm taking the headphones. You know what? No, I want to hear these subtle nuances of my voice. I love my voice. Okay, I have to shut this off. All right, I don't know why that didn't feedback. It was a Christmas miracle. Hey, wait. It's off. So that was, we were doing that for a while, you know. But when we got up, you know, Christmas Day around here, it's kind of hard to find something open, you know, to get some you know, food or whatever. So we were driving, and the only place that apparently was open was friggin' Denny's on Reservoir Avenue. And I don't like the one on Reservoir Avenue. No, the Denny's I like was out in Center New England in Coventry. You know, they could put a decent burger together. They knew what they were doing. These yahoos over here in Cranston, not so much, because it's always like college kids, and it's just horrible. And every single one of them wears their mask down, but not covering their nose, which kind of defeats the purpose. You might not wear the mask, knucklehead, you know. But so that's you know, so I got some, because I haven't been feeling well. Like I said, I have been sick. And I had chicken dinner last night, or night before last, I guess, would be, you know, just the producer roasted a nice chicken, and we had some Brussels sprouts and mashed potatoes and some stuff, and then a little bit of gravy. And I ate a little plate, you know, and like not a crazy plate. And I held it down pretty good, because that's been one of my big problems, is I've been getting sick. I've been puking. I did that pretty well. And then we went to Denny's, and I just had an English muffin with some butter. There was a point in time where just the butter would have destroyed me. English muffin, some butter and some jelly, and a little ham steak and tea. I think I'm going to give up coffee. I haven't had coffee in like 6 weeks or something, you know? So I think I'm just going to drop tea in, because it seems to be a little bit better for my tummy without the dairy and whatnot in it. So I forgot that. I'm telling you this so you have some sort of chronology of my day. So we did that, and then we drove to Bristol to see Uncle George, and we hung out with Uncle George, and we watched the Mass, and we talked to his son, and then I finally got to see the most of the third quarter of the Knick game, and they were up, and then they wound up winning, which was nice. And then we came back here, and we picked up the producer, and we went out to a Chinese restaurant. One of the better Chinese restaurants, a sit-down place that I hadn't been to since before all this virus stuff. They had never been to a Chinese restaurant on Christmas Day. You know, I think we did takeout a couple years ago, where we went and we got takeout on Christmas Day and brought it back to the house. But they'd never sit down in a Chinese restaurant. So, we did the Jewish thing, because it's very common with Jews in New York, I guess in other places, to go to go out for Chinese food on Christmas Day, because, you know, they don't have any allegiance to our Lord and Savior. You know, they're the ones who killed them. So we did that. And it was just like being Jewish, only we weren't plotting to take over the world. That being said, I ate, we had, I'll run down the menu real quick, because I'm just like ridiculously full even now still. I came home and I took a nap. I was so full. But I am apparently holding it down. He's holding it down, which is good. We had some of those little dumplings they call Peking raviolis, which are tiny little dumplings. And they were okay. And then we had some an order of spare ribs. They do spare ribs, you know, boneless spare ribs. They're really good. You know, crispy on the outside and, you know, charbroil on the outside and nice and juicy on the inside. And then I forgot I wanted soup. So the three of us, we got bowls of soup. They do soup really well. And we had three egg rolls. And I had Kung Pao chicken, which I never had in this particular establishment before. I've eaten stuff there, but I've never had, you know, they have Sichuan stuff on the menu, but they're not using Sichuan friggin' chilies. So it's not really Sichuan. You can tell by the burn of the chili, not for nothing. Those of you who are Sichuan aficionados know this. And it wasn't very hot, and the chicken was a little dry. But the rest of the dish was okay. I brought like half of it home. They do fried rice pretty good, so we had some fried rice. And I think the producer had some sort of Hawaii 5-0 thing, which is ridiculously named, but it got prawns and shrimp and other stuff in it. Now, I hate that stuff. I don't eat seafood at all. So just to smell that wafting down the table was enough to make me somewhat nauseous. My aunt had some sort of shrimp dish as well, too. And that's it. We came home, and I really didn't feel well. I was starting not to feel well, so I was a little concerned about that. So I lied down in bed sitting up, and I wound up falling asleep until 11, which would have been an hour ago, quite frankly, an hour and 12 minutes ago. And what wound up happening is I told her to wake me up at midnight, or wake me up at 11, thinking that maybe I wouldn't even do the show. I wasn't even really sure. And then if I did, I'd still have a whole hour. I wasn't going to do news or anything. This is like a year-end close, you know, more than anything else. But I did. I wound up falling asleep for a bit. My nose is running ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My nose could enter the Olympics right now. Know what's going on. I'm just sick in general. I might have a head cold. In addition to everything else. I fell asleep. And she came in and she woke me up. And I said, give me another half hour. So it's like it wasn't until like 11:30 that I decided I was doing the show. And it wasn't until like a quarter to that I rolled out of bed. So here I am. And I might sound like I just woke up, because I did just wake up. Hang on, it was some soda. My cat yelling outside the door. I assume this red Mountain Dew, which I really like the flavor of, has as much caffeine in it as I'm looking on the label. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, concentrated orange juice, citrus, acids, sodium, phosphates to protect color, or to protect flavor. Caffeine. It's in the middle. I don't know. I know Mountain Dew has pretty high, it might even still have the highest now that Jolt is no longer available. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm hoping, because I just cracked open the bottle as my feet hit the floor, and I'm trying to come into some sort of semblance of something or another. I guess it's been it seems like it's been like a forever year, quite frankly. Obviously, with the virus restrictions coming up and down, being sick otherwise, I haven't really had a chance to really grab on to anything. I kind of feel like, I've done more than a few shows that were news, current event oriented, which is where I like to keep this program for the most part. It's, program, it's not a show. For the most part. I guess I've done that for them, and then there's shows I missed. I probably missed a couple more shows this year than I've probably missed any other, other than when I've taken hiatuses, than any other show, than any other year in the 5 years. And again, that's due to being ill. I'm hoping, like I said, this year coming forward to be able to get a little bit more of a grip on things, and start treating this as, treating the IBS in some sort of serious, you know, program sort of way, so that I can continue to come out here on the regular and do what I need to do. You know, I always, as always, I'm, you know, thankful to my audience, for always hanging in there with me, you know. If I weren't up 2 weeks in a row, there would be something seriously, seriously wrong. That's why I didn't want to take off this week, because I was off last week. There would be something seriously wrong. And then shortly thereafter, there would probably be some sort of message on the site saying that I was ill or incapacitated or something along those lines. I think the producer, because I let her do the blurbs up there, I think she's been soft-shoeing the last couple of times I've been down by saying I've just, you know, needed rest and what the deal is. I've needed rest because I've been sick. That's it. Really no other way to put it. I've been ill. I've been pretty seriously ill. You know, and I didn't, I was so concerned last week, I should say, because I had lost my appetite entirely and I hadn't eaten for like 2 days. I was concerned about becoming dehydrated again and having to wind up back in the hospital, because that was a big tipping point to get me back, you know, into the hospital in the early summer there. Was I hadn't eaten or drinking anything because I couldn't hold anything down. And then they pulled me in the hospital for 9 days and they didn't give me a friggin' diagnosis. They did not give me a diagnosis. The IG clinic did not give me a diagnosis. My regular GP has given me this diagnosis of IBS. So, and I fit everything. You know, I got to be honest. I mean, I fit it. I fit all the categories there. I mean, because there's no test they can give you for that sort of thing. I fit all the categories, so I'm not arguing with the diagnosis. I'm just trying to figure out why the specialist couldn't do it and why the regular people in the hospital, regular doctors in the hospital, couldn't manage to do it. You know, it's not like it's a controversial diagnosis or anything. A few people have this. You know, it's not rare. Maybe if it were rare and they could get written up somewhere and they would have diagnosed it sooner, who knows? I'm a little less than pleased with the medical folks at this point in time. So, and I also, for this year, in getting back in counseling, I think that's, I've had enough go on around me at this point in time where I just really want to do that. It's ungodly warm in here. It was really cold outside today. It was in the 30s and it was raining, and I think we had snow on Christmas Eve, which is always kind of nice, I suppose. And then the rain came, and then everything's been, like, you know, ice and whatnot. It was raining when we were out for most of the day into the evening. I don't know what it's doing now, but I can tell you it's warm in this friggin' studio. That much I can tell you. And I'm reasonably uncomfortable at the moment. But I'm only charging through, and I'm only doing an hour, so I got 40-something minutes left. And I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, other than, like I said, recapping the year. You know, I every year at this time, I kind of like to look back, and this the end of the year has always been a little bit more of a barometer than where I'm at than my birthday has been, on a personal level, and that's starting to shift. I am starting to give my birthday a bit more of significance, considering that's when the odometer thing flips on me. And not on the calendar per se. So I'm going to try and stay alive into April. It's my goal. My goal every day I get up is to stay alive. That's my freaking goal. I am a little paranoid about the diagnosis maybe not being 100% correct. I'm not, you know, there are cases where I've heard where IBS was symptomatic of something else, and that's making me a little nervous. So yeah, I am a little concerned about that. Cancer's pretty much been taken off the table with the various biopsies that have been done, but I'm concerned that there may be something neurological going on, of which basically IBS is would be like a symptom or a factor. I'm gonna push for a neurology consult and see if they can make me follow the red dot like the kiddies do, or something or another to determine what the deal may be, you know. And it's hard because, I mean, I feel like I've made a commitment here to my listeners. I have more than two. I don't get too many live these days. But I get more than enough to make this worthwhile in downloads and replays, which is really, I guess, downloads, really. Which is really, to me, what the show is. I say it all the time. It's basically a podcast. And I wouldn't be totally shocked if at some point in the coming year that I drop off entirely the podcast and I don't do a live stream. So, you know, I'm not going to make that a resolution, but it's something that I'm toying with. I would have to talk to John about that. You know, talking about John and resolutions, you know, I was talking to John, and apparently one of his major resolutions is he wants to go from masturbating furiously to just masturbating. So we're gonna have to see how that goes. If you know, if any of you want to check in on that, feel free to let us know how that goes. No, it was good talking to John. And it's funny, I got on the phone because I called him, and he said, "Oh, he's just gonna call you," which is pretty much what he always says when I call. And I was like, you know, I've been sick for 6 months, dude, you know. And he's like, "Yeah, I know, I should have called." And it's like, yeah, you should have called. But you know what? I forgive you. I forgive you because it's in your character. Yes, it's in your character. So that was that. And it was over and we moved past it. But we were both on the, because I called him, you know. And it was like fucking 9 o'clock or something. And I'm like, I don't want to be on the phone with this guy. I'm so sick at this point in time. I don't want to be on the phone with a long time. And I'm on to being on the phone with this guy for 3 hours because it's just like catch up and what's going on and this, that, the other thing. And, you know, I was glad to be able to have, you know, the end of year call. He and I did talk about me having him on the program this year. So that's something I may want to do live, still continue to do in a live circumstance. Make them stay up to midnight. And this way I could shuffle them off a lot sooner, you know, those old folks. Or do something recorded ahead of time because, you know, we don't do live interaction here. We're not really interested in live interaction here. We're just interested in doing our own little thing. And you know, and it's like yeah, we talked about, he and I talked about a lot of things, and the crux of it all for me really is I really don't want to be bothered with other people's stuff, and he got that, you know, he appreciated that, you know, the guy who just rather sit there and do jingles all day, kind of appreciated what I was saying, and it wasn't, I don't come from a mean perspective, it's just I've kind of been there and done that kind of thing with all, you know, and been, you know, in everybody's choir at some point in time, and I'm just really not interested in doing that. Although, you know, I do feel remiss. I should have called in for the Christmas show. I believe he had Dave down there for his Christmas show. I should have called in for that. That would have been probably, you know, kind of nice to do. But I wasn't feeling well, and it just wasn't going to happen. So because in between coming here to do this, and rolling to the studio and get my ass in a chair and pot up the RE27. The awfully, terribly phallic RE27. Silver shiny. You know, it's like that robot from the Day of the Earth. It's like that robot's dick. That's what this mic looks like. And those of you who know what the RE27 look like are laughing now. Those of you who don't, may not be. But now you know what it looks like, so you might be laughing. But yeah, it's... you know, you only see, or in this case, you only hear from me because I haven't done video in eons. You hear from me like once a week, you know, if it's bad, once every other week. But, you know, even when things are moving along at a normal pace, I try to get out here, even when I am sick. And the bottom line is I've been sick for quite a while. I've had one or other of these symptoms a lot longer than 6 months. And it was just a matter of putting the dots together and saying that there's something seriously, you know, whatever. So, you can't judge me by what you hear or see in regards to the program or even on the phone. You know, if I talk to you on the phone once every couple of weeks, you know, for me to be able to get on the phone usually isn't that bad unless things are really bad. So, but, you know, that's... It's not who I am, really. It's not how I'm feeling. And this show used to so much more reflect me directly. And it doesn't because when I'm sick, or when I'm maybe not sick enough to be out here, but still sick, I'm just doing a job. It's lately become really feeling more like a job. And I think that has to do with being ill. I mean, that, you know, it's kind of sucked the fun out of it for me. Although I can always amuse myself. Not like John does, but no, I can always can always amuse myself. So yeah, I that's why I said, like I said, I need to stop kidding around and really pursue so I can lock this down, and I can definitely have a lot better quality life than I'm having. And if I have a better quality life, obviously I'm turning out better programming, which is really what I aim to do, for the most part. And I say that every year, you know, and it's like, I could put more work into the show, even when I was feeling better. I always say I could put more work into the show, and that's 100% true. I could, you know, I could spend a little bit more time with it. I do want to add some more music back in this year. I think I'm going to go and put that middle set back, so there'll be at least 5 songs. Woohoo! I know the music people out there love that. I know the ones who aren't won't. But that 10 to 15 minutes that I leave myself in the middle might make the difference between it being, being in a situation where I can just kind of sit here and you know, try and pull my stuff together, regardless of how I'm feeling. And I think that that's kind of important, because I think it reflects on better compartmentalization, which I think will make things a little bit, you know, it's all about muscle memory, will make things a little bit easier for me. So you figure, you know, if I do a half hour up front, and then I break into a set, and I come out of a set, and there's an hour, and, or, you know, if I do 45 minutes, somewhere around there. Up front, I can compartmentalize it. I can I can do the news in the second hour, play another set, a little bit more blah blah blah, and then I'm out, and then that's it. And then I'll see you next week. So that would be ideal for me. You know, I have these conversations with John again, with John, and other people. It's like, you know, once I pass that 90 minute mark, it's like the doors fly off. I've become tired of the sound of my own voice. And if I'm tired of the sound of my own voice, I can only imagine how you feel. I get that. So I try to keep these things a little bit more drinking. I should have gotten some Gatorade that last shopping trip. I got to keep that stuff around, because that helps on friggin' days when things aren't so great. I guess the loss of whatever those are that are in Gatorade. What's in Gatorade again? Anybody know? Mineralites? Little meteorites? Whatever the hell's in there? You know, it's like, yeah, I could drink Pedialyte. Does Pedialyte come in any interesting flavors? Gatorade comes in way too many flavors now. That's why Radicalism wants to kill us. You know, and they've been kind of quiet. A little here, a little there. What's up with radical Islam? Definitely not a slow year for radical Islam. What's up with that? You know? What are they doing over there? I guess they're too busy doing the crossword puzzles in their monthly terror letter. What's up with that? You know, but that's a good thing, you know? It's a good thing. And, you know, when I look at the... I'm just shifting gears here a little bit. When I look at, like big stories of the year... I don't really, all I can tell you is I feel like I live in 1979 again. The only thing missing are my Star Wars toys. And if it weren't for losing a couple of eBay bids, I would have had those too. Yeah. Although the cat I have now is bigger than the cat I had. A bigger cat than in 1979. I had a smaller cat. But smaller cat. You know, so he's big now, the cat. You know, and that's, if like I say it all the time, speaking of, you know, Christmas presents and stuff, you know. I wish the one thing that I asked Santa Claus for any year, any given year, as of late, not doing well, I would like for my cats to get along. My cats do, you know, and I kid about it all the time how it's spy versus spy over here, but it is. It literally is. They do not get along. It's not even a matter of they're not fond of each other. They outright despise each other. These cats totally despise each other. You know, it makes me wonder where I should get like a dog just to freak them both out, you know? maybe put them in their own little perspectives or whatever it may be. I don't know. But yeah, my cats hate each other. And it's sad. It's really, you know, because I know people who have cats. And I've been blowing my nose constantly since I've been live. So I think I have a cold. I think there's only one way to articulate that. And that's in the fact that I have a cold. So in addition, like I said, to everything else, I have a cold. And all I can say is this Chinese food is sitting next to me in a plastic bag. And all I can say is I'm really grateful that I have a head cold because I can't smell anything. And just the thought of the Chinese food makes me kind of queasy. Kind of queasy. We have no ginger ale in the house. But yeah, that would be the one thing for Christmas is I would like a Christmas miracle of, you know, like maybe Jesus coming and hanging out with my cats for a little while. And, you know, or maybe Jesus' cat. Jesus must have had a cat. You know Jesus had a cat. Jesus didn't have no dog. Jesus had a cat. So maybe Jesus' cat can come hang out with my cats and teach them, you know, to be nice. What would Jesus' cat do? That sort of thing. I think that'd be awesome. Not for nothing, you know. And, you know, I know a lot of people are, they're kind of uptight in regard to their views on religion. Either they recently have become uptight or they always have been. And me, I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty much fucked anyway. I mean, I've had this conversation. I'm not going upstairs. No. I'd be shocked if I wind up making the cut to upstairs. Seriously. That being the case, and in addition to the fact, but still, that being the case, I would have to think that God has a sense of humor, don't you think? Right? I mean, wouldn't you think that God has to have a sense of humor? So I try and, you know, be humorous. I try to be humorous about the Lord. You know, sometimes a little offensive, but humorous, you know. And if God can't take a joke at this point, I mean, what are we really saying, right? So I try to be. So yeah, Jesus' cat comes down. I have no idea what Jesus' cat might be named. I have no idea. I'm really making this up as I go along. This was not a prearranged bit because I don't do bits. You know why I don't do bits? Because this is not a show. I want to stress to you all, this is not a show. This is not, apparently, it's been deemed a program. You know, like the old Lone Ranger and Tonto program. Or, well, they did more stuff than I do, I guess, right? Weren't they in the radio? Right? Wasn't Tonto in the radio? Yeah. So yeah, I'm not a show on the program. But yeah, I that's it. My cats. Other than that, you know, I consider myself to be, for the most part, considering you know, usually deathly ill. I feel like I'm gonna die anyway. I think I really don't have much to ask for. I have good friends for the most part. No, just for the most part there. You know, it's hard because your friends, they expect you to maintain, because they don't really maybe know how sick you are because you're not telling them, you know. They expect you to maintain the same level of friendliness and availability on a constant basis. And you just don't have it. You're not able to do it. And I guess they become disappointed. I've had that happen more than once or so. And I can't do that, you know. But like I think I kind of alluded to the last time I was on, I'm kind of not playing this game for anybody but myself. You know, it's what it comes down to. I have to be concerned about, you know, me and the immediate vicinity people in my ecosystem. That's what you need to do. You know, I need to worry about the producer. I need to worry about my aunt. I need to worry about my kitties. That's, you know, everything after that is like, you know, I paid attention to you. You know, I don't know what to, you know, I'm not quite sure what to say. I'm not the most, I've become very, very self-absorbed for a reason. People do that for a reason, you know. It's like, they're not really able to deal with everybody else's whatever, you know. And I like it that way. And this goes back to the, I don't want to deal with other people's stuff. Or as little as possible, I guess, maybe. I don't know. That I was talking about with John, you know. Because he's got stuff going on. You know, his sister's obviously still not doing that well. So he's got that to worry about on a regular basis. He's got the... whatever Omicron is, even if it's just flu-like symptoms, and it's nothing major. She's got to worry about that because of her weakened state. You know, we were even, you know, hesitant about going out to a restaurant because I hadn't taken, you know, the producer out to a restaurant in quite some time. And, you know, she's got the underlying heart condition, which is actually becoming a bit of a thing again, meaning it's, you know, kind of spiking up a little bit. So, yeah, we had to worry about that. But this place was pretty good. They were actually stayed closed for a lot longer than most restaurants did. Oh, my nose again. Most restaurants did with Rhode Island's openings and closings and such. As far as percentile and all that, they were doing strictly takeout. And it's a pretty big place. They could have sat people and separated them and whatnot. But yeah, this was the year, and I didn't think I felt it in a different way, but this was the year of being sick. This was the year of holding your ground and being a little sick or a lot sick, depending upon your circumstance. And what's it been now? It's been like, what, since 2020? So we're going into the third year of what should have been the tamp down. No, that's tampons. It's not tampons. It's not. I can't think of what the word is, but there was a word they used. Push them off a cliff. We're in third year, you know. And the thing that kind of disturbs me is when I look at the mutation of this virus and the idea of it becoming nastier and more communicable, because I think that's what the deal is with the Omicron. What makes Omicron a thing is that, again, it's such a widespread. Meanwhile, we opened up travel to Africa again, or I think South Africa and such, where this thing came from, because we didn't want to appear racist. Well, that's always a good idea, you know, not appearing racist. You know, that's the thing, you know. And I guess this is a common thing, you know, but as you get older, I don't really care how I appear. See, that's the wonderfulness of having a fiefdom consisting of two other people and a couple of cats. Three cats, technically, but my cat's only cat. It's, you don't really care. You're like, yeah, okay. You mad at me? Oh, all right. You know. That's how it is. I mean, that's how it is. You're just like... okay. Remember, I'm medicated. It's not like I'm not medicated. I'm medicated just to be able to get up and function in that little mini environment. And that's something that kind of scares me a little bit, because I do want to do some actual outside shopping, you know, like food shopping. I enjoy food shopping. Now, especially that I'm going to be cooking again, I want to do like some major shopping at the warehouse place, you know, and then like do fill-ins in other places as it suits me, follow loss leaders and such, you know, in the paper. And that's good. I mean, you know, you save money that way, obviously. And this is probably the largest food budget I've ever had to work with on my own, you know. So I want to leave some classics that I make in there and then add some new stuff and whatnot. I've become enamored of short rib lately, ever since Thanksgiving, and that short rib from that restaurant takeout was awesome. So I want to start playing with that. I ordered a new set of Amazon Basic knives. They're not the best knives in the world, but they're better than the knives I had been using. I'd been using carbon steel wooden handle knives from the Asian store around the corner. Yes, I actually have one of those around the corner. And different configurations, and I kind of like them. And I wanted something, they're a little dinged up by now, and I wanted something that was a slight upgrade, but not crazy, because you can spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on knives, and I don't really want to do that right now. What I'll probably do when I start doing that is I'll collect knives one by one, knives that I like, so I get specific stuff, because if you work in a kitchen with knives, there's only so many knives that you use. You may have, like, 8 of them in a block, you know, but ask yourself how many of them to use on a regular, you know. So if I got one real good, you know, cook knife, chef knives, like 8-inch chef knives, and then got one of them Japanese chopping suckers, I forget what they're called, and then add a couple of few things, like a paring knife or a boning knife, I'd probably be in good shape, and I could spend more money on those, get quality knives. And I keep burping Chinese food, and it's killing me. It's literally killing me. So yeah, that's my plan. But I got an intermittent set of knives, whatever the Amazon basic knives are, for like $60 or whatever. And because I wanted to have something new walking into the kitchen, and then I want to get some carbon steel frying pans. Which are cool. They act like cast iron, but they're a lot lighter. And you got to take care of them like cast. And I'm going to spend some time, because the producer wasn't exactly religious in taking care of my cast. Hey, I'm religious. You use the cast iron, you got to warm it up, you got to wipe it down, you got to clean it, you got to put the stuff in there, and you got to clean it again, you got to wipe it down, and then you got to put it away. It's a process. It's like having a pet, you know? It's like one of those pets on a keychain kind of deals, the cast iron. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't really cook with anything except cast and steel. Those are my two favorite things. I can't really, never been a big fan of that non-cooked stuff. It's not Teflon anymore. They call it something else. But never been a big fan of it. Even for eggs, if your cast is seasoned properly, you can do eggs with no problem. No problem. And this carbon steel is supposed to do it really well. And I want to look around for some enameled cast that's like not a small fortune. I know Lodge makes that as well, too. But I'm concerned a little bit about quality control. But I'm the type of guy who would get a real, you know, get like a fucking all-clad cook set, you know, go out and spend the $2,500, scrape it together somehow, and I bring it home and then never take it out of the box because I just don't want to scratch it. I don't want people looking at it. Keep your eyeballs off of my cast. No, off of my steel, I guess. But all-clad's still the best stuff. If only because it, you know, it's made here. It's got the reputation in lifetime warranty, made here, and I think it's in Ohio or somewhere. But they're really expensive. They're literally super, super. And even if you could manage the starter kit, the single pans are like $320 for like a, you know, a 5-inch saute pan with a cover. Are you? It's like, really? Yeah, no shit. So, but it's good stuff. I wish I had really given that a little bit more focus going back. Maybe because I picked up some radios last year, and it would have been forgo a radio or two and pick up some cookware, because it would have lasted a lot longer than the radio. But I really enjoy my radios, and that's another thing I want to get back into. It's my police scanners and, you know, a lot of the rescue stuff. Again, I'm in a good position, and I have good equipment where I can listen to the whole state pretty much simultaneously, you know. And there are more. There's a couple of towns here. Let's not kid ourselves. You may not know Rhode Island well enough, but there's like 50 towns or something. So I can monitor all that at the same time. Not that I would, but I can. You know, I have enough horsepower on my computers to be able to do the virtual stuff, so I can control my radios from the PC, which is really kind of nice. I haven't even scratched the surface on my gaming laptop. It's a laptop. They call it a gaming laptop because it's got a real good video card in it. Probably a video card, better video card than I could have afforded. Let's put it this way. If I bought the video card that was in my laptop, it would probably cost me a half, maybe a little bit more than that of what my laptop cost. Now, it's not the full power card. I think they knock it down by like 25 or maybe even 33%, but it can play any modern game real kick-ass. So I'm going to get into that a little bit again. I want to, you know, that's the thing. I think one of the biggest things is my biggest problem is, and this isn't meant to be a criticism of watching television, especially now that you can time shift and you can do things on your own, is that compartmentalization thing again. It's really important when you have a lot of time on your hands, you know. And my sleep cycle has been totally wonked. I mean, ridiculously wonked. With almost zero caffeine content, so it's not that. So I want to start getting up considerably earlier and kind of, you know, compartmentalizing a certain amount of time, get into the kitchen. You got to do your mise en place. You have to set yourself up, be able to cook. See, that's the thing. I like to get all the chopping and the dicing and the pouring and everything I need done so that when I have the heat on that pan, all I'm doing is the heat on that pan. Seriously, I'm that kind of guy. I don't cook fast, but I cook good. And, you know, and I make tasty food. But I'm not a speed demon, never have been. Especially with the knives, you don't want to hurt yourself. So I need to leave myself some time to get that done. But once dinner's up, like say I'm making soups or stews, which is probably what I'm going to do a lot in the winter. That'll leave me time after that. And I want to start reading a little bit. I don't want to read like a smart person. I want to kind of read recreationally. I think my smart person reading days might be over. But I think I might be able to read a little bit recreationally as long as I'm having fun. It helps me focus. So, cause there's a lot of times where I read stuff that I didn't necessarily read it because it was fun. I read it because I thought it was important to know, or of somewhat interest. These days I need to read more, you know, recreationally, you know, like fun stuff. So I want to do that. I want to set a time, you know, time for listening to my radio, Solid, which I know to be prime time. You know, apparently crime happens at a, you know, there's like, there'll be spots. This is, and I don't imagine this happens in too many other, you know, well, what are we, 160,000? 160,000 plus illegals. So do the math. I think there'll be whole like hours during the day where you won't hear anything going over the police radio. I mean, there's just no crime. It's just like all the criminals. I guess they may be unionized here. I don't really know, but it stops, and then you wonder if your radio is broken. You're like, what's going on with my radio? Why isn't it picking anything? And then all of a sudden, it'll start squawking back in. But there are apparently there's times there's scheduling to be done. So, because I don't want to be listening to my radios during that downtime because, well, there's nothing to listen to. So, I got to figure out what's going on with that. And I got to kind of all make this kind of work together in some sort of cohesive fashion. And then you always have to do something. And those of you who have a lot of time on your hands know this. You always have to do something different on the weekends to distinguish it from Monday through Friday. So that you kind of keep that same sense of feel that the rest of, or most of the rest of the world has. My nose is just like. So that's going to be a big thing for me this year, is to do that. And just, like I said, just because I'm cooking, I should have really no excuse for eating healthier, you know, making my own food, which I really need to do lighter. Like I said, I don't even know. I haven't got a scale lately, but I bet you I'm a lot closer to 230 than 239. That it was a couple of few weeks ago, just because of the level of illness that I've had the last couple of weeks. But I want to get back down to like 215, which is where the government says I should be, you know, because you got to do what the government tells you to do for sure. You know, my vax friends, my anti-vax friends are flipping the fuck out as normal, which is, you know, I get that. That was really the big thing. One of the larger things for me this year is, you know, I understand the anti-vax people. I understand the vax people. I kind of understand the whole thing. And I can tell you this much. I don't trust the government. Like, if any of this shenanigans had occurred during President Trump's presidency, and you could tell because they were yammering about it. It's like, well, I won't take the Trump virus. You know, I won't take the Trump vaccine. No, like the guy made it himself. Like he took a couple of Diet Cokes, went into a tanning booth and made it. Poof. You know, retards. And some ice cream. Two scoops of ice cream, two Diet Cokes, and a tanning booth. And he came up with the vaccine. And that's why people don't want to use the vaccine. So, you know, and you have key Democrats down, you know, bad-mouthing it. So, and you know what? Not, I mean, is it me? I keep saying this. I say this every week now. Listen, I know I'm not a Democrat, okay? I know I have a major problem with the Democrats. I'll admit it. I do. I just the basic philosophy, the basic platform at this point in time. I despise it. I have answers. But is it me or is this guy really starting to look really, 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 really bad? Is this Biden guy starting to look really, really, really bad? And, you know, and I'll say this for Biden. He may be looking bad, but at least we can see him, which is a lot more than we can say for our vice president. So, you know, it's even at the point where, like, Hillary Clinton is starting to make noises about maybe getting some sort of nomination, because most people know Sleepy Joe's not running it, and he's pretty much announced that. He announced that almost day one. So if Hillary Clinton thinks she can get back in there, you know, into the race, then you know things are pretty fucked, quite honestly. You know, I look around at food prices. Like I said, I've been doing a little bit of the you know, in a transition and a transition effort. I've been looking at food prices, and then things are really expensive. things are a lot more expensive than they were not that long ago. And that's not good, obviously, for the Americans. I know there was a 5.9% increase in cost of living for Social Security. For me, that wound up being $30. So my Social Security disability will go up by $30. Now, don't get me wrong. That's $30 more I didn't have before. But, you know, if these morons putting burgers together are demanding $15 for a living wage, I don't understand why the disabled and the elderly of this country shouldn't be starting at a $15, you know, the basis of a $15 per hour friggin' payout by the government. I don't get it. I'm not sure. You know, even if that means the government is going to have to start to take more money, you know, in that Ponzi scheme, that great Ponzi scheme known as Social Security, then maybe they should start doing that, because it's ridiculous what they expect people to survive on. Literally ridiculous. And, you know, I can't even continue anymore. I'm that ill right now. My sinuses are gone. My stomach is screaming like somebody's trying to invade the Great Wall of China at the moment. I'm not doing good. I'm going to do my best to rest up in the coming week, and hopefully have enough energy to be able to come into the new year reasonably strong. I'm not making any promises. That's the one thing I really don't have any control over, is my health, but all the other stuff surrounding it I do. So that's what I'm going to start to focus on. So that should be able to have me be able to present myself in a better healthier fashion. I love this stuff. I loved it. It's sad I found this really late. It's cold red Mountain Dew. So it's just delicious. You make a blue one too. Blue is not a flavor. By the way, officially, blue is not a flavor. Your blueberry might be a flavor, but blue itself, you know, there's stuff out there that looks like Windex. Would you drink Windex? No. So why would you drink blue? Hang on. I would drink Windex if it made me feel better. I would. You know, it's really, well, it's not funny, but I've noticed, you know, to one degree or another, you always have people in your life who have been ill for a while. And they tell you they're ill, and you sympathize, you know, you try to be, you know, but you're moving on with your life. You're not really, you really don't appreciate the idea of your health until it really starts to disappear. And, you know, I've obviously had the psychological issues, but it's not quite the same as a physical ailment. It's just, it stops you in your tracks. It's just makes it end. It ends it. So yeah, I'm really starting to feel, and you know, this IBS thing, they say onset, something wrong? No? All right. But the producer popped through the door, so nothing's on fire. No?
I was worried about you.
Oh, she's worried about me. Like I'm going to fall down in the chair or something and you just hear silence, right? Yeah, no, I'll get out of here. I'll dismount properly. I will. I just don't want to smell that shit. So don't. That maybe wasn't the best idea in the world. That being said. Yeah, bring the stinky Chinese food in. Go ahead.
Cheers.
Now I know what John and JL used to sit there in the studio and people would bring all sorts of food into the studio back in the old days with JPL. And like White Castles, we used to do it on purpose just to like annoy him. We bring White Castles in just so he would smell them and such. So now I get that. Thank you. See, it comes around. Your kids suffer as you do, right? They do. Anyway, that being said, yeah, hold on to your health. That's, you know, dude, take care of yourself. If you're younger than I am, take care of yourself. If you're older than I am and you've been fortunate enough not to have anything major or go haywire with you, then take care of yourself. Take care of each other, even, for that matter. You might as well, right? I had a catch quickie thing I wanted to get out with, but I don't remember what it was, so I guess I'll stick with the... Oh, let me do the thingies here, and then I can get out of here in clear conscience. What is it? Oh, yeah, you head over to the Midwood Files, and you'll see my archives available to you I believe they're by date in that you just keep scanning through there. There's an archive, so you can do select by month, and that'll let you get in any year month. Going back over the last 5 years, because it has been five. It's been a five-year voyage that we've been on. And speaking of which, you know, Discovery, I don't know what the deal was with Discovery. Maybe I hope they're doing a new episode before the year ends, because that's been a lot of fun, that show still, the Star Trek Discovery, a lot of fun. And we've reached a threshold of where Charlie Sheen has died on Two and a Half Men. And Ashton Kutcher is crushing it, or he crushed it in the past tense. So, you know, I like him. You know, I know it's like you read the stuff, you read, you know, Hollywood stuff, and not Ally Sheedy. What's the other one? Demi Moore, thank you. Demi Moore blames him for her starting to drink again, which actually I think is pretty cool if you think about it. I wish somebody would accuse me of that.
Not yet.
All right. Well, anyway. Little side eye going on there. I forget what I was going to say. All right. Well, archives, blah, 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 television, too much television, brain rot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So if you look up at the top of the page, you'll see the Living LR9. That'll take you over to John Lightning's page. And over there, you'll see his archives and Dave the Boogeyman archives. And you'll see Big Steve Cohen Memoriam archives. If you head all the way over to the right, you'll see our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. Brad runs runs the program on his private stream. We appreciate that, Brad. I hope everybody over there at 11LR9 and Grits Radio has a stupendous, stupendous New Year. And I'll be back New Year's Day. I will be back New Year's Day. That being said, you know, thank you, blah, 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 and all the other stuff. And I couldn't think of the clever thing I wanted to say, so I'll stick with Stay Golden Pony Boy because I like it. Anyway, I'm out. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.